This portion of the show is brought to you by American Trailer Company. Get more information at AmericanTrailerAZ.com.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening, watching. This is Jeff Horovitz. Happy to be here with you today. Where do you start on after a good weekend and trying to filter out the crazy and then looking at stuff where, you know, kids are being told to be cats and trees and furries. I mean, furries, this thing still drives me crazy. And then you've got Congress waving foreign flags on the House floor and sending more money for this endless foreign war over there into an absolutely corrupt regime and Zelensky and his generals and all that. Imagine the money they got tucked into different bank accounts around the world. So, I mean, there's that. And then you've got California basically opening up and, you know, like abortion vacations to accommodate Arizona's abortion ban. So I got another, it's like three weeks in a row now that we've got starting off Monday with crazy abortion stuff in Arizona. Never ends. So crazy stuff going on. We'll hit it all. And what's going on in Congress, though, is just like treacherous. I watch them doing this, and I watch a lot of spineless, weak Republicans. And you're just like, how do these people even get off? Is the Speaker Johnson?
Yeah, doing exactly what he said. Whatever they kicked the last guy out for, he's doing the same thing.
What a wimpy little wet noodle this guy is.
It's like nothing's changed.
Yeah, a wolf in sheep's clothing. He got in there, and he's buddies with the Democrats. He's supposed to be this big conservative, Christian values and all that. We're going to do stuff different. And then, look at this. Same old thing over and over again. So we'll break it down for you this hour, and I'd love your comments as well. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Go ahead and get those in. Before I do that, though, I'd love to tell you about my good friends at Desert Gold Exchange. Desert Gold Exchange, this is a place where Angela and I get gold, physical gold and silver. Not enough, though, for the craziness that's going on.
I wish you had more.
I mean, it's like if you could go back in time and buy it at $300 an ounce and people were smart enough back then to know that this craziness is coming. Desert Gold Exchange, they keep their overhead low. They pass the savings on to you and they guarantee that they're going to have the lowest commissions that you're going to find. So put them to the test and check out what, you know, their premiums are on, like, let's say Silver Eagles or Gold Eagles, whatever you're buying. They have other many different kinds of coins and physical gold and silver. Talk to them. Justin's a great guy to talk to. Wealth of knowledge at Desert Gold Exchange. And learn more about owning physical gold and silver. Mention a Jeff Horovitz Show, you get a free investor's kit. Really good deal there. 888-852-4343. Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. Or go to desertgoldexchange.com. And the problem is, we've got these weak Republicans in Congress right now, except for like 100. I mean, there's some
pushback, right?
Yeah, but by and large, they're just... They're falling over like dominoes. They don't care about the spending. They don't care about, sending gobs of money over to Ukraine. They're sending it to Ukraine. They're sending it to Israel. They're sending it to, Taiwan. So $90 billion of your money is being sent over to secure foreign borders while our border is not secure. You know, our border is wide open, and they're sending this money over there.
Go figure.
Go figure. Meanwhile, we've got a huge debt problem, close to $35 trillion. And I was looking at an article, I think this was on, it was in Yahoo. And the title was Republican, quote-unquote, hardliners. It goes on. Republican hardliners.
They're always hardliners.
They're always the hardliners. Yeah. And it goes on to describe... the vote that happened, actually, this is Reuters. Let me get it right. U.S. House of Representatives on Saturday, with broad bipartisan support, passed $95 billion legislative package providing security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan over bitter objections from Republican hardliners. Right?
Yeah.
Hardliners. And they use the word hardliners multiple times in this article. I mean, what's a hardliner? When you think of hardliner, you think of some like totalitarian regime or something,
like
right?
Dictator.
Yeah, you think the hardliners in North Korea.
Yeah,
the hardliners in Cuba, the hardliners in the Soviet Union. You know, they're trying to paint a picture. The next words they're going to use for people who oppose just rampant, out of control spending, I guess, will be the terrorists.
Yeah,
the terrorists
exactly.
in Congress,
yeah.
the terrorist wing yeah. of the Republicans.
Any kind of negative connotation they can paint.
Yeah, let me tell you, the difference between the Freedom Caucus wing of the Republican Party and the now Mike Johnson speaker, he's the Speaker of the House, and that wing of the party, the other 100 or so, the half, they're not even the same party. I mean, they really should yeah. be split in half. There right. should be a conservative party or a constitutional party, whatever you want to call it, and then a rhino republic, or just call them Republicans. I don't even think we can use the name rhino anymore, Republican in name only, because they are Republicans.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is what they do. You know, when did I leave the Republican Party? Last year? Mm-hmm. And I actually had people coming up to me and asking me, you know, some guests, some Republican guests before they came on the show, well, we heard you're not a Republican anymore, you know, insinuating that like I became a Democrat or something, right? Mm-hmm. Not they didn't say that, but it's like kind of that attitude. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a Republican anymore because they're not conservative anymore.
Right.
They don't meet the values that I meet anymore. So I left them.
Yeah.
But I have to explain myself because they think because you're not a Republican anymore, you're going to vote for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. It's insanity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these people decide to spend $95 billion sending over to Ukraine, sending it over to Taiwan, sending it over to Israel, and who knows
what else.
Meanwhile,
our country is broke.
And falling apart.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
like
falling
it
apart.
It makes no sense.
You know, and hey, look, you may want to support, and some people may want to support some of those areas. And I would say that if our house wasn't rotten away and falling apart at the foundation, that maybe we could. Even then, I don't like getting involved with people's, these foreign
yeah,
entanglements.
Yeah.
I mean, the founding fathers warned about
this. Well, it used to be a case where you'd have, like, I don't know, charities, Red Cross, and, you know, whatever organizations would come together or form when there was a need
yeah.
in the world. And, oh, we're going to go do a benefit concert, or we're going to do this and send all the money to Ukraine. And
yeah.
then it was a voluntary thing of people's donations or people's time or talent, whatever could raise the money. And it's going for this cause. And now it's just the government just does it.
Now they just grab it. They just steal it from you and say, we're taking this. We're yeah. doing it. Legal
being,
theft here.
You know, a charity type thing of people
yeah.
who
oh,
want to give their money, you know, hey, I've got billions of dollars and I want to give some money to this organization to go help Ukraine.
The problem is that who they're taking it from, they don't have any money. I mean, the people that are struggling in this country can't even, you know, you go shop and the big Apple thing is going on around, you know, the girl that claims she got the Apple from the fancy grocery store, which one was it, Whole Foods or whatever, and she claimed it was $7 for one Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't surprise me there sometimes, but anyway, but does it surprise you? It's not them. It's the inflation that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
My $50 lunch last week when I was shocked when I got the bill.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, what the heck? I had a nice omelet this morning because I was like, I just can't go out.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to go do it. I'll make the omelet and make my food at home for a couple bucks versus
and
$15.
It tastes better, probably.
Yeah, a lot of times. I mean, well, it depends. Depends who's if you're cooking it, yeah.
That's what I mean.
If I'm cooking it, who the heck knows? But no, yeah, $95 billion. And you brought this up over the weekend. I don't think you want to do this. I don't think we want to just dole out checks. But you had mentioned, hey, I mean, wouldn't that be better than sending just blank checks to Ukraine, which
is... Well, yeah, I would rather it go back to the hardworking Americans that pay the taxes to begin with. If they were going to give away money, I would rather see it go back to our citizens.
Ukraine.
Yeah, over
yeah.
that, over Ukraine.
But I'd rather have yeah. none of that.
I mean, no, but if they've got money to give, which they don't, but even assuming that they did, I would rather go back to our citizens than somewhere else. I guess for that reason.
Yeah.
And there might be other circumstances or
fix a road or fix a bridge
yeah.
or do something here.
Yeah.
I was talking to my dad this morning. We were working on something and, you know, they're dealing with in his area and around the peaks in Flagstaff, you have flood issues because of forest fires and they're having to build these big culverts and stuff to try to drain the water away from homes. Right. And they're getting a lot done and it's costing tens of millions of dollars. Right. This is a huge project
for the county.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10, 12 foot culverts. Oh, it's mostly a lot of Fed money coming in. But there's sections I don't think they'll be able to get to because they don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So then I look at what happens over the weekend. I'm like, wait, $95 billion going to Ukraine. And just in one local instance, one local example, I can show you that we have something that needs to get done for really health and safety, safety in particular of people that live in that area. And we can't get it done, but we can ship the, you know, $60+ billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's
well, there's
absurd.
Probably
it's,
thousands, it's, tens of thousands
yeah, yeah,
of
multiply that.
Examples just like that.
Yeah.
That could be used in a really needed area of our country.
Or needed project. Yeah. And so it's like if we, that's why I said all things considered, if we check the box on everything that we need to do here in America, which is, oh man, that list is long. I can't even drive on the freeways in some spots anymore because the roads are so bad. And we're sending this money over there. And these congressmen and women have the nerve to send the money over there. But then to sit there after the vote, and this was what really got under my skin, they start waving on the House floor, they start waving the Ukrainian flag. Mm-hmm. They all have little Ukrainian flags, and they start cheering and waving the Ukrainian flag. What does that look like to the rest of the world?
Yeah.
You know, that they're waving a foreign flag
in our capital
on the House floor in Congress after they vote to send money to a foreign government. A foreign government, by the way, and Zelensky, the comedian, you know, this is the guy, that's what he used to be, he's a comedian. The CIA director, this was a while back, had to meet with him and scold him about the flaunting that was going on of the crooked corruption of the money being stolen. There was, you know, some of his generals and stuff driving around openly flaunting the skim, you know, like a bunch of mobsters
right.
of the money driving around Mercedes, this and that. And so Zelensky goes in and he fires like 10 of the most obvious fraudsters over there that are stealing our money. And you know, it's still happening though. Mm-hmm. The Panama Papers came
course,
out.
There's Zelensky's no got, accountability.
Yeah.
Zero.
No. And Zelensky's got these accounts. He's been, there's allegations of these accounts that have been set up, fronts. Imagine the tens upon tens of millions, billions, I'm sure, that have been skimmed off like a mafia group. Mm-hmm. And we're sending more money there. And they vote on it in Congress 3-11. So of course it's bipartisan. So back to this Reuters article. It voted, positive 311 to 112. So, you know, three quarters of Congress votes, of the House votes in favor of this thing. 112 Republicans oppose the legislation with only 101 in support. So Speaker Johnson got this thing through with more Democrats voting for it than Republicans. Mm-hmm. But look at the 101 Republicans that supported this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're waving the flag. Now, Stanton, who is a Democrat here in Arizona, Congressman Stanton, he's sitting there. He was seen with the waving the Ukrainian flag. Also, who voted on it in Arizona on the Republican side was Schweikert, Representative Schweikert, who is razor thin from getting booted out of office this next election. And then our good buddy, the guy who likes to name himself and in his memos and press releases 53 times every time, Congressman Juan Ciscomani in Southern Arizona. He was a positive vote. Mm-hmm. Two Republicans right there that voted for this thing.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. And so the other leftover Republicans, you know, the ones they're calling hardliners.
The 101 hardliners. Yeah.
Are nothing more than a thorn in the side because, you know, there's just nothing that they can really get done because the other ones peel off with the Democrats for some reason.
Exactly. They just go right with the Democrats.
And then they get labeled as some kind of wacko person.
Hardliner.
And it can't be just an article that's like 100 and whatever, 30 whatever, you know, chose not to vote for this for reasons X, Y, and Z. Instead, it's like, well, they're the hardliners.
The hardliners, yeah. It mentions it multiple times in this Reuters article. Let me read this.
The name calling thing is old.
What kind of reporter is this, right? It's not a reporter. Yeah. During a propagandist here, during the vote, several lawmakers waved small Ukrainian flags as it became clear that element of the package was headed to passage. Johnson warned lawmakers that it was a violation of decorum. Israel support passed Saturday's vote in which Israel aid was passed 366 to 58, had 37 Democrats and 21 Republicans in opposition. The unusual four-bill package also includes a measure that includes a threat to ban Chinese-owned social media app TikTok and potential transfer of seized Russian assets to Ukraine. And I think that's a big mistake. Think what you want of the Russia-Ukraine war. We are the world's reserve currency. The reserve currency is supposed to be much more neutral than we're using it, and we've weaponized it. So then you have seizing of Russian assets, and then you're going to fan the flames of the fire here and say, okay, we're going to take those Russian assets and move it to Ukraine. What is, do they just bring the oligarch's yacht from Russia? over to Zelensky's port, or did they park it in Miami? Where's his? Where's he got his second or third or fourth or fifth home? Is it like Miami or something? Just bring it to Miami, park it in, you know, Zelensky's boat garage. He's probably got one over there, right? Yeah. I mean, come on, what is this stuff? Okay, so here's the next one from this article. Some hardline Republicans voicing strong opposition to further Ukraine aid argued the United States can ill afford it given its rising $34 trillion national debt. You think? You think? Here we go. Another article from this wonderful, unbiased journalist here. Representative Bob Good, chair of the hardline House Freedom Caucus, told reporters on Friday that blah, 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 blah. Hardline, hardline, hardline.
All the time.
Yeah. What are these guys? What are the other ones that are the Democrats when they vote for, you know, abortion?
Well, they never get name called.
They're not the hardliners on the left then? Yeah. I mean, what is this crap? Who reads this crap?
Yeah, the ones that are pro full-term abortion and all that crazy stuff that, oh, they're never called hardliners.
They're not hardliners. They're just regular people.
In reality, you know, that would be a more apt description than the Republicans who don't want to send money.
You would think. Now, Rand Paul tweeted, Ukrainian flags fly in the chamber of the United States House of Representatives as they vote to send more of your hard-earned money to a corrupt foreign regime, right on. And just like that, they shout, Ukraine, Ukraine, while happily working to secure Ukraine borders, not ours. Thomas Massie tweeted, this is the U.S. House of Representatives under the direction of Speaker Mike Johnson. Democrats are celebrating his total capitulation with no victory for securing a border. He didn't put up a resistance. What a wet noodle. I don't know what else to say about this guy. I'd say he needs to go, but what replaces him at this point?
Right, right.
With these spineless politicians, right? And there is a movement to get rid of the guy again. Here in Arizona, Congressman Paul Gosar was the third person to sign on to, I think was it Marjorie Greene's, Taylor Greene, whatever her name is. Mm-hmm. She's put forward the motion to vacate the seat. Mm-hmm. And one member can do it. They haven't moved it forward yet, but they basically filed and said, I'm ready to pull the trigger on this thing. I don't think they have the votes anymore because I think Johnson has made a deal. My instinct is telling me, he's made a deal with the Democrats, and there's going to be enough to come over to save him because he flooded the Ukraine with more corruption, and he's just doing the Democrats' bidding. Look at the vote. More Democrats are supporting Johnson than Republicans at this point. So I think they're going to come over, unlike McCarthy, I think they're going to support him and keep him there.
Yeah, you're probably
right. When they try to oust him again.
I mean, when it boils down, you know, what other explanation can there be, really?
Yeah.
I mean, besides that he made a deal with them.
You wonder how corrupt the Washington, D.C. actually is with all the money flowing to foreign governments and all the channels and avenues that goes through and flows around the world. And next thing you know, it's put into this or that, and then it winds up in someone's pocket in some offshore. You wonder how corrupt these people actually have become in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Like how far down to the... It's scary. To even want to, like,
if you were to
explore
even
down that rabbit hole and see how corrupt these people have become. So, anyway, Zelensky, it's estimated that Zelensky and his generals have pocketed 400, this is just an estimate, $400+ million. A half a billion. What's that? I mean, that's nothing nowadays, right?
Yeah.
We can afford it all. I was looking at some of the comments on this Reuters article, and I was just, like, shocked. I was like, can Americans be this stupid? Are we this stupid collectively as a nation? Because some of the comments, Angela, were like, we can afford it all. I saw one guy say we could do it all. Yeah. He was like, we can see, this is proof. We can fund things here in America. We can rebuild America. We can spend things domestically, blah, blah, blah. And we can send foreign money over here. We can do it all, was this one guy comment. And not just him, not just this one person. It was multiple people saying that. They actually believe that we can do this forever. I haven't found an example in history that people could do this forever. I have not found it.
Right.
Or else we wouldn't be here.
Those people have their head buried in the sand with the state of the debt and the budget in Washington, D.C. Because if anyone had any idea, you know, and could do a simple math in their head, they would see that, no, we can't do it all.
No.
It's not sustainable. And someday this will catch up.
Yeah, I don't know when, but someday this will absolutely catch up. Now, legislation has been floated by Representative Kat Kamik. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Republican out of Florida. She revealed plans to introduce legislation prohibiting the quote unquote display of foreign nations flags in the House of Representatives. Uh-huh. Okay, I appreciate her doing that.
Uh-huh.
I do. I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we need to do this, it's like, really?
Right.
We actually need to have legislation that people that swore to uphold the Constitution and to defend the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic, that they actually need to be told that, hey, don't wave foreign flags here and get all excited. But this should be like a really quiet moment for – I don't support it at all. But if you were in support of this, like Congressman Juan Ciscomani here in Arizona, if you were in support of this, you'd be like quietly saying, you know what, I really hate actually voting on this. I hate having to do this because we have so many needs here in America. Mm-hmm. You know, this is nothing to jump up and down and applaud about. We have a real risk here with Russia. You know, Russia's about to take over the whole world and reimpose the Soviet Empire, which I think is a load of crap. I've been hearing this crap my whole life for decades and decades.
Not to mention, you know, the last 2 years that this Russia-Ukraine thing's been going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. It just keeps going on and on. I mean, we're told this crap time and time again. You know, Gaddafi's going to take over the world. Saddam Hussein's going to take over the world. Kim Jong-whatever in North Korea, he's going to take over the whole world. They even made a movie about it with Red Dawn, the remake, which was ridiculous compared to the original one. So I'm tired of hearing it. They're full of crap. It's just become a big money scam around the world, and they're funneling billions and billions of dollars of your money that you don't even have, and then you're going to pay for it. Oh, we can do it all. We can do it all. You're going to pay for it through massive inflation. You already are. Yeah. The writing's on. It's there in front of everyone's freaking face. And they're saying, oh, we can do this. We can do this. Sure. Your kids and grandkids and great, 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 great grandkids are going to be paying for this because that $7 apple is going to seem pretty dang cheap.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore. You know?
Yeah, I know.
But good job, Congress. Way to go. Our borders and Johnson, good job. The border's secure here, right? And we have nothing else to do. Everything's perfect at home. Let's send a bunch of money overseas.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, meanwhile, they always complain, oh, we don't have enough money for the schools, and we don't have enough money in war on drugs, and we don't have enough money for them. But, well, they got plenty to send over there, and, oh, we can do it all. No, we can't, because we don't.
They have plenty of money for everything they want to do, but no money for anything we want them to do.
And if anything goes wrong anywhere, it's, oh, well, we didn't have the funding. Money. We didn't have the funding for that. And we don't have enough funding for this and that.
Well, put a stop.
So stop sending it off.
Stop order. What's when you send a check and you don't want it to clear?
Oh, stop payment.
Stop payment on that dang check before it gets to Zelensky and his slimy generals that are going to steal the money. How stupid are these people? How stupid are these people? How stupid are we, I guess? I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Maybe you disagree. That's fine. Send an email. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Okay, we had a great weekend. It was beautiful.
Warm.
It was getting warm down in Camp Verde. Last time we talked to you, me and Angela were down in Camp Verde, I think. Was that the last time?
Maybe
that was just me. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I think it was just you.
It was just me. Okay, I talked to you from Camp Verde. And we got some swimming done this weekend, some yard work. It's getting a little toasty. I think it's supposed to cool down again, and then it's going to really get roasty.
Coming up.
Yeah, so
might be the last.
Trying to get the garden stuff in there, trying to get the corn planted, trying to get tomatoes in the ground. No, don't do that in Flagstaff. You got to wait till, if you're new to Northern Arizona, don't do it.
Yeah, it's so tempting. It is. Yeah, We've all been there. Don't do it.
You know, if you don't live in like New York State or something, or a lot of places where they write the instructions or the guides on how to plant, you know, like you got some strawberries, right? And it said no more than 6 hours of full sun.
Yeah, but that's not full sun.
That's not Arizona sun. And I tell Angela, I'm like, yeah, this is written by someone in New York.
Right.
Or some one of the population
that's
centers.
That's very humid.
You put those strawberries out in 6 hours of Arizona sun, like in Camp Verde.
They're zapped. They're
toast. So totally different. It's kind of sad because we've kind of made everything in this country kind of uniform, like it's the same for almost every market, and it's not the case, and nobody really, I think it's a problem with our politicians too. A lot of them are East Coast politicians or big city coastal politicians. They don't know the rest of the country,
right?
And so they write blanket laws and blanket instructions from other places on how to do everything. They think everything's the same.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
Not only the regional aspect of they don't understand rural or, you know, other than they don't know anything other than the urban type of place where they live.
Yeah.
Not
jungle.
Only that, but the difference in, I don't want to call it status, but in position in life of different people, because they live on a different.
Like Yuppieville?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't understand like the people that are really struggling out there. You know what I mean?
They're snobs. They're elitist snobs.
Even people that do live in an urban area, but not the best area. in the urban city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know, they're totally disconnected.
They don't understand that either. So it's not even just the area of the country.
It's areas within the areas.
Areas within the areas. Yeah. They don't understand the people that are, you know, in fear every day and stuff for where they live. And
they've gotten to the point where they're almost like the Soviet bigwigs that had their own highways, their own roads.
Yeah.
Because they're special. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where they're so disconnected.
Well, they go on that one that went on the like road trip type tour in the electric car to prove that the electric car could go on road trips,
go across
right?
country.
You know, but yeah, they had their staff out there kind of blazing the trail for them and going and saving them a spot at the electric car vehicle.
That happened in Northern
Arizona.
Electric
vehicle charging station. And it's like when you live in that world of, I'm just going to send my staff on out there to save me a spot at the charging station and, you know, order my food for me and, you know, drive me around even and make my reservations and, you know, anything that involves. They don't understand how everyone else is.
What do you mean you had to wait in line to get your burrito that cost twice as much as it used to? It doesn't cost twice as much. And you don't have to wait in line. You just got to have a staff member do it.
Yeah, exactly.
How disconnected are you? Electric cars are great to go across country. You just got to have someone reserve you a spot. You don't have someone reserve you a spot. You don't have an assistant for that.
Well, and the bad thing was that the car that was there reserving the spot was not an EV.
Yeah,
it was
a gas car
sitting there in the EV charging station saving the spot.
Yeah, these people are wonderful.
So within the urban areas where these people live, they're still out of the loop
of an
average person out there.
And totally disconnected. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. All right. If you want to get new blinds, shutters, or shades, which is also great for not losing the cooling coming up out your window, at your R2 value window, or whatever the heck that thing is. Why don't you call the Blind Brothers? That's what Angela and I did, probably a year and a half now. Did a great job of replacing all our blinds. Absolutely love them. They work great. I open and close them every day. Some days I like don't even want to open them, but it's beautiful out there. You got to let that light
nice
in.
Smell.
Yeah. Anyway, the Blind Brothers, they've got a great, a selection of great blinds, shutters, or shades. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423. 928-634-2423. Or go to theblindbrothers.com. Okay, abortion update. What are we entering week three here of the controversy in the state, controversy in Arizona when it comes to the law that's been on the books since 1864 that prohibits abortion in just about any case except for the health and the safety of the mother. It's probably going into effect here soon, but we'll see many ballot initiatives. The legislature this Wednesday will maybe try to address it again, and there'll probably be people showing up protesting this and that. But don't worry, and I told you this last week, because for the pro-abortionists out there, and I read the article last week about, they were talking about Sonora, which is northern Mexican state, mm-hmm. borders Arizona, and mm-hmm. I mean, it goes down to Rocky Point. What is it, Hermosillo?
Yeah, Guaymas.
It's in the Sonoran Desert.
Yeah.
There ain't a lot mm-hmm. of population there, right? And there ain't a lot of...
there's nothing.
I mean,
we've driven through there. I know. We've done it more than once, too. Not just Rocky Point, but...
No, we went way down
south,
folks.
South of Guaymas, like way down. And
we went through Sinaloa, and the roadblocks there were, this was years ago, people were wondering what we were doing.
Yeah.
And looking back on that, I wonder what we were doing, right?
Well, and then when we tried to get back into the U.S., they were asking, why were you all the way in Sinaloa and
Nayarit? Wake up the kids. We had
Isabel.
We had Isabel. This is probably close to 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we drove all the way down to
Mazatlan,
long drive, Sinaloa. Sinaloa drug cartel. Mm-hmm. That's where they come from. And a lot of people don't drive that, I guess.
Yeah.
Reason why I say there's not much in Sonora.
It's a lot of
Hermosillo is the big city, right? Yeah. So anyway, big ado about the fact that Sonora has banned most abortions as well. And they're sitting there crying. This was some, you know, lame corporate, you know, bought and paid for media article crying about what are Arizona women going to do for their what they call it, reproductive health.
Yeah, the freedom or something.
Or reproductive freedom. They can't go to Arizona, and now they can't go to Sonora.
Oh, no.
And it's like,
what
you know,
what are they going
to do? I don't know. I'm a little skeptical when I go to Sonora and, you know, you see like the dental clinic in the stall, you know, like as you're getting close to the border. Little skeptical. I mean, with the prices up here, sometimes I'm like, hey, let's just roll the dice.
I just had some dental work done, as you know, like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, ooh-wee. It's expensive. So you start thinking.
I was starting to think maybe I would be better off in Mexico. Yeah, and at least I could go relax at the beach.
If you've ever been in the line there coming across the border, you're like, tamales, you know, and they're selling stuff. And like, yeah, tamales and the root canal.
Yeah.
Just cart that over to the window here. We're going to be waiting because we don't have enough people to man the station's coming back in. So can I get a root canal and a tamale and a burrito and an abortion apparently, you know, all in the same stop. So yeah, this article is just bemoaning how, what are these women going to do? And I'm just like last week, I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you like not even know where Arizona is? Again, it's probably some ding dong back east writing this, right?
Yeah.
California's right next door. What's it take to get to California from Flagstaff? Two and a half hours.
I mean,
it takes longer.
Just across the river, that's right across the Colorado.
It takes longer to get to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, from here, yeah.
From here.
Yeah.
Than to get to California. And even in Phoenix, it's about 2 hours, two and a half hours.
Yeah.
Or you go down to Mexico somewhere, you got to get in there a little bit, two plus hours. So they're saying, oh, you're not going to be able to get an abortion anymore. What are these women going to do? I was like, they're going to go to California.
How many people went to Mexico in the first place to get one?
I have no idea. It can't be very
many. I mean, I've heard of the dental work and the braces, I've heard of all that, but I have never heard of anyone.
You better
going.
Have a lot of American referrals if I'm doing that. Anyway, so Newsom, Governor Newsom in California proposes California law to help Arizona residents get abortions from Washington Post. So this is emergency legislation would expedite the licenses of Arizona abortion providers to let them treat their patients in California. So you're a abortionist in Arizona. You can still be working in Arizona, I guess, but just, I don't know, do a mobile clinic or something, or you'll get licensed over in California and do the abortions. I don't know, maybe set up right on the border there, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You come across and then you can do the abortions right there. It'll be introduced in the State House this week through the legislature's Women's Caucus. Newsom added, of course. Good job, Newsom.
Of course.
The fact that he even brings this up is, you know.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have to be a woman to bring it up?
I don't know. I don't really want to get into that, what I feel about that.
Okay, quote. We're now doing that as it relates to being a good... What? What does that mean? We're now doing that as it relates to being a good neighbor. Thank you.
We appreciate our neighbors so much.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I wish they weren't.
Yeah. Not just to those that seek reproductive care. And reproductive freedom, but also to our neighbors, particularly in Arizona, he said. We've got some ideas to help those that seek to get their care in California to have their back as well. We've got your back. So there you go. So good job, California. Newsom to the rescue. I told you there was going to be vacation. There was going to be abortion tourism going on a long time ago. I said, you're just going to go to California. That's what's going to happen here. Yeah. So calm down in Arizona. But anyway,
and it's like just when you think you can't hate California anymore, then you do. At least their politicians.
Not so ridiculous.
Great people there or the.
Well, as long
you
as
know,
the great people don't come over here and bring your crap. Progressive
politics.
Here in Arizona, a progressive group has launched a bid to oust the judges that voted to uphold the Arizona's abortion ban.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, we don't like their decision. Well, we'll just get rid of them.
Get rid of them. Two of them are up for, in Arizona, we do what's called retention voting. So you
should
vote.
Should so-and-so be retained.
Justice Clint Bolick is one of them, or should Justice Catherine H. King be retained in their position as, you know, Supreme Court? I think they're both DC appointees, if memory serves me correct. So they've launched a bid to oust them. Progressive Arizona, it's called. It's 501c4. A nonprofit group is attempting to channel that energy from AZ Central. They announced it today, raising money and conducting what they call an education campaign to remove Bolick and King from the bench. So, yeah, there you go. Just to remove them. Does anyone even – they looked at the thing. It wasn't – okay, I'm sure that I don't know them, okay? But I'm sure it was like, yeah, I have a real strong stance against abortion, perhaps. I'm just guessing. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. But the justices look at the law was on the books.
Right.
And it wasn't removed from the books. If it wasn't repealed,
then it's still the law.
What's the decision here? I mean, it's like they all should have looked at it on its merit and said, well, even if you were a progressive leftist Arizona Supreme Court member, you would have to look at it and say, well, yeah, I don't agree with this.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But it's on the books.
Yeah, I mean, that is the law.
So do they vote to remove laws? Are they the legislative branch? They're not the legislative branch. They don't decide, they don't write the laws. Mm-hmm. They interpret the laws. Mm-hmm. And this law is on the books. It's been on the books. It was on the books for 160 years or something.
Yeah.
So I guess you get removed, though, if you just look at it from a factual point of view.
Well, right.
Whether you agree with it or not.
That could be the same goes for any law out there. Like, you can't, jaywalk across the street.
Oh, was that done in, that was done in 1892, Angela. That should be removed because it's old.
I think you should be able to, but the law says you're not. So I have to say no.
So change the law.
Yeah.
Change the law then. Yeah,
so it could be for any law out there. So it doesn't matter what you personally think.
So you'll be seeing that. So go ahead and, I guess, vote, and we'll see what... This is going to be a long ballot. It's going to be a really long ballot.
When they just keep adding more and more.
Yeah, I do. All right, love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast, please do that. Hit subscribe if you're listening to it on the podcast. If you haven't, and you're always like... I can guarantee you the podcast is up 100% of the time.
Oh.
So if you want to listen to me anytime on your schedule, you go subscribe to the podcast, and I appreciate everybody who does that. And we've had growing numbers in the podcast for a long time. Just look up Orvitz on your favorite podcast provider. It's always there. We podcast everything. ORAVITS. ORAVITS. Look that up and hit subscribe. The information provided on the Jeff Orvitz Show does not constitute legal, medical, financial, or tax advice. All information is the opinions of the host and guests. You should always seek the advice of a professional regarding any of these complex issues to make sure all circumstances of your situation are properly considered. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Orvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Orvitz Show.